Noon is tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Good morning, KIIC listeners in Sheraton, Knoxville, Seymour, Oskaloosa, North Mahaska, all of southern Iowa. On this Saturday, we're going to have partly sunny skies. Your high around 83 degrees and Sunday's high around 81. Monday, sunny skies, no rain in the forecast. Tuesday's high is surprising, 68 degrees.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dolls. This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Oh, crash landing is what we're doing this morning, boys. Hey.
Last night.
Yeah. Hey, did anybody check the lost and found? Because I'm still missing my voice.
I have not, but I'm sure it'll come back Monday your speaking engagements are over with.
I'm going to do a little less talking today around the house and have to scream at the TV because I have no Hawks to scream
at. Right.
So my Cyclones better not let me down tonight, Jackson Pence.
I sure hope not.
Hey, no letdown last night. What a great night of football.
Great night. You know, Blue Demons started out on fire last night, and then the defense held up and got us the big victory that we much needed.
And we're going to talk some Blue Demons here this morning. They're in the house. They're already having their Hardee's breakfast. And Jackson, talked some volleyball this morning and some cross-country, and cross-country team had a great week, too.
Oh, man, yeah. Coach Ralph always has a great program he runs here at Albia, and it seems like every week they're just, you know, breaking records or breaking their own personal records. So, I mean, can't wait to talk to them.
Volleyball with a 3-0 win over Sheraton, and next week, oh, boy, you see what's on docket next week. For if you love volleyball, you want to be watching EBF TV. That's where we'll bring the volleyball matchup on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely got a good program over there and a good matchup for Albia. You know, iron sharpens iron, and we'll just see what everybody's made out of this week.
Yeah, number two, EBF. You know, and Albia's a really good squad, 15-5 on the season, and EBF ranked number two, so that's going to be a good test for Albia to see.
Long time since Albia's hanging a banner in the gymnasium for a conference title. Get a win, and, you know, EBF in Knoxville, like, I mean, it's... It's all in the making if he can do it.
That's right. And, you know, we'll talk to Coach Dustin here in a minute about, you know, how great her team is this season. So can't wait to talk to her.
You know, last night, big football games, including Atomo getting their fifth win of the year, undefeated, first time since 2001. Jason Van Arkel brought that call last night. Let's get his perspective of the ball game, the Bulldogs with a big win last night.
The Atumwa High football team was tested on the road tonight at Marshalltown, but the Bulldogs prevail and improve to 5-0 on the season. Atumwa wins it 42-28. The adversity came on the very first play from scrimmage. Leading rusher Cam Maneri, who came in with 949 yards on the ground in four games, was injured on his very first carry, did not return. He was done for the night. But Kobe Chantalavon picked up the slack. The senior slot back, 25 carries, 279 yards, and three touchdowns to help the Bulldogs hold off a Marshalltown team that, as they did last year, reached deep into the bag of tricks. Three different trick plays producing three of the four Marshalltown touchdowns tonight. But Atumwa did enough to come away with the victory. Two big interceptions by Parker Derby in the second half, helping to seal that 5-0 start. Bulldogs win it 42-28. And remember, you can catch a replay of the game anytime you want on BulldogsNetwork.tv. I'm Jason Van Arkel.
That is the voice of Jason Van Arkel, the voice of the Bulldogs, and the newest member of our Thunder Country family. And, great job. It was a big win for those guys.
They do a great job over there broadcasting it, too. How much fun can it be for them to have such a great season starting out? And it makes it a lot easier to do all this when you have winning teams to watch and announce.
Yeah, and you really hope Ottumwa can get that Cameron Mineri back next week. And one of the best rushers in the state. And, you know, kind of a bad deal to go down their very first play of the game, and it kind of showed.
So what it shows is that they have a tremendous line because the backup goes for 237 yards. That's wow. Right? Yep.
Nothing to take away from the running backs, but boy, it makes it a lot easier when you got the big boys up front blocking for you.
No doubt about it. Hey, last night, though, a big game over in Sheraton. I really knew this was going to be a tight ball game. Centerville has had Sheraton's number. We talked about this, guys. Matchups. Sheraton looked to be the favorite. If you do the comparison game, right?
Yep.
Albie beat Centerville. Centerville lost to. You can't play that game in this world. Oh yeah, you can. But it doesn't play out very well.
That's why they say every given Friday, it's a new night. So you can't go by who beat who around here.
Yeah, especially when we talked about it, it was like a playoff game over there in Sheraton for homecoming night over there. We saw a lot of surprising scores like that all night across the state, and you know, one of those things where, you know, Sheraton's going to bounce back. They got a great coach and a great team over there, and you know, whoever they have next week, they'll be ready for them.
Well, let's listen to Jason Stewart, our good buddy over at Sheraton.tv, give us a breakdown of last night's ball game.
The Sheraton Chargers hosted the Centerville Big Reds for homecoming Friday night. A capacity crowd was on hand for this one, but that crowd would go home disappointed as Centerville spoiled the Chargers' homecoming, handing Sheraton a 34-14 loss. One big story of the game, turnovers. Early in the ball game, Sheraton had run the ball down the field methodically and was set to score, but fumbled on the Centerville 1-yard line. The Big Reds recovered and went on a 99-yard drive to score the first points of the evening. Sheraton responded early in the second quarter to tie the ball game at 7 on a 55-yard drive that was capped off by a 2-yard Brock Oxenrider touchdown. Centerville would score 2 additional touchdowns in the first half to take a 19-7 lead over the Chargers into halftime. The Chargers would turn the ball over on their first 2 possessions of the second half, with Centerville taking advantage and adding 2 touchdowns of their own. The Chargers would score a touchdown on a 17-yard Kaiser Arnold run late in the game, but the 4 lost turnovers would prove to be too much to overcome as Centerville defeats Sheraton tonight 34-14. Sheraton falls to 3-2 on the season and 1-1 in district play, and Sheraton will host Van Meter next week. This is Jason Stewart reporting for Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, you guys, that Sheraton ball game, turnover's huge. Opening drive, take it to the 1-yard line, fumble. Does it remind you of anything? And then you go on to lose that ball game. We saw that with Albia the week before. You looked at Albia the week before and against Minneapolis. You said, man, that's a team we should beat. But you know those turnovers like that, they just really can grab your soul.
That's why we talk every week. When you're out there, you're not always just playing the opponent. You're playing yourself. You got to keep your mistakes to a minimum, and you just always got to play your best game to get some wins in these tough districts.
You know, long drives like that, and you get all the way inside your own 5-yard line,
kill you.
And then you fumble. It's just a big momentum killer. And you know, with Sheraton, you know, they rode the momentum when they played Albia, and last week they had huge momentum against I-35. And you know, football is a game of momentum, and it kind of swings back and forth depending on how you're playing. And, you know, last night just wasn't Sheraton's night.
Well, and momentum's what Centerville's got right now. Kovacovic has got this guy's playing well. And, you know, sometimes it's about the other team making mistakes. Sometimes it's about you making the play. And that combination sometimes happens simultaneously, right? You better leave that mic on, Jackson.
Yeah, and you knew Coach Kovacovic would get that turned around really quickly with how good of a coach he is. So, you know, credit to him, and I can't wait to see how Sheraton responds next week.
And the other thing for Centerville, you know, their quarterback gets hurt, and they bring in the freshman, Matt Murdoch, and that team's really rallied around that young man, and, boy, they're playing good football. It's got to be great.
Shane, I know you have a good buddy helping you out with that name, but I don't think that'll be a name many people will not know because he's going to be in
the Yeah, by the end of the season, I'm not going to need any help with that.
And for 4 years, we're probably calling on him a lot. All right, guys. Hey, let's come back after a quick timeout. We'll talk cross-country. Indianola, just to be invited, gentlemen, is a honor. And not only did they get invited, but they went up there to show the world. Yeah, that's what they did. And we'll come back with Coach Todd Ratliff and talk some cross-country. Hey, volleyball team's coming in here in a little bit. And, of course, the whole football team, it seems like, is out here. So we'll have your fall sports covered when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. We're thrilled to announce the recipients of Operation Roundup's 2024 second quarter funds. Appanese County Lord's Cupboard received a $1,500 grant. Circle of Freedom received $4,394 to support the purchase and construction of a storage shed, including the preparation of the land and foundation. Monroe County Fair Board received $3,173 towards purchasing new energy-efficient air conditioning units for the Exhibit Hall building. To learn more, visit cvrec.com.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
We took that window, ripped it out, and jumped out and ran down the street to Hardee's. That's a breakout, boys.
That is a breakout.
Well,
breaking
out is not my voice. And, you know, Mike Madison texted in. He said, Summers, there is no way you're making it through the day without... flapping your gums. He's so right. But, you know, he's got zero connect. Don't you think they could wire something up for me?
You think so.
And absolute cleaning. I mean, seriously. If they can clean up anything, they certainly could clean up this rasp. Well, let's
forget. Nothing but time's going to clean that up, buddy.
Well, you guys deal with Coach Ratliff. He's had a fast week.
Yeah, Coach, I tell you what, this Indianola meet, you were talking last week how it's just such an honor to be invited at the only 2A school, I believe, that was invited. And, well, you guys really made your mark there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we love going up there. And, you know, before I talk cross country, let's talk some real life stuff. I had a chance last night to go up and sit with Dave Perry, who we know just went through triple bypass surgery. So, Dave, if you're out there listening, our hearts and prayers go out to you. He looked pretty good for those of you that that know who he is. You know, he was growly. He didn't want to be in there, and it was good to see him and his wife up there last night. Congratulations to the football team! Holy smokes! And 3-0 victory over Sheraton on the volleyball. It's a good season to be a Blue Demon. Let's just put that out there. But yeah, boy, getting to go up there, and I got to see my good friend and buddy and 2012-13-14 state runner Tyler Berry, who's on the coaching staff up there at Indianola. And that was pretty special as well, to instead of chasing around and yelling for him, I got to be chasing around and running with him. So that was pretty spectacular. But yeah, you know, what a great opportunity for our kids. You know, our guys team, they were able to beat Des Moines East and to beat Ottumwa up there, you know, running with the likes of Lincoln, and Knoxville was a late addition. They were added this last week, which was pretty cool. Southeast Polk was just added. You know, Des Moines Christian, Gilbert ranked number one in 3A. I mean, they went 1-2-3 in the individual finishes. Des Moines Christian, solid 3A team. Indianola, Carlisle, Winterset, Waukee. You know, not a school that we run against a whole lot down here in Albia. So just a blessed opportunity. And, the beauty of it is sometimes you get to go in and do what you do and you enjoy it because the pressure's not there. And there was absolutely no pressure on the kids last night, Thursday night, when we ran up there. And they did a spectacular job. You know, Brendan Lehart again led us for the sixth time this year. And the course was just a little bit different. There was a little tiny loop that was not in it that was there the year before. Whoever it was that went and painted and marked it, you know, we're helping the athletes a little bit. But Brendan Lehart was still almost two minutes under what he ran last year. Ben Wilson was a minute 15 quicker. Dylan Reno, a minute plus quicker. Guy Sample, almost two full minutes quicker than a year ago. Cole Wilson, about 2.5 minutes quicker. So when you look at those top five kids that we have, they're just getting better every day. And you know what that shows is they were able to stay relaxed, and that's a good lesson for them as we move forward. And then on the girls' side, you know, Aaliyah Hood, Sophie Heeman, Sheffield, Olivia, Reagan Carter. Reagan Carter had another beast night. She was in the top half of the field. And we're talking about Urbandale, and we're talking about Roosevelt and Ottumwa, and those teams that they were able to beat on that side. And that's just amazing for me to watch, you know, these kids go out and do what they do. And, you know, when it came time for the awards at the end of the meet, our team was fifth there on the girls' side out of the 13 teams. And to see two of the top four kids with the Albia blue on when they went to announce those awards was really spectacular. So congratulations to Paige and McKenna. They were fourth and third. And Serene Thompson, holy smokes. I wasn't sure she was even going to be able to run. Just the heart of that champion is amazing. You know, she's got those allergies that come in the fall and a little bit of fatigue of school starting, but she was in the top 20 as well. So just a splendid, splendid night for us there, you know, coming off that Tuesday victory at Eddyville, where both the men's team and the ladies' team were able to take the championship trophies, and having a team picture with all 37 kids with two plaques and medals hanging around a bunch of kids' neck. Just a excuse me, spectacular opportunity. And then something that was really, really special happened Tuesday night, and that's Brendan Lehart. Ran an 18:49 to win the meet by about 25 seconds. To see an athlete forever be called a champion because they truly won a championship is amazing. And, you know, as I was standing there watching it unfold, you know, so proud of him because it could have been him. It could have been Ben. Ben Wilson was third overall, just 2 seconds out of runner-up. You know, that's something I remember, you know, way back in the day when I had hair on top of my head and not on my face when I won that first meet down in Centerville. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I can't remember what I ate for lunch yesterday, but, man, I remember that day. And so just super proud of Brendan, the whole team down there. I mean, we had 8 people in the top 15 at that meet. Wow. So we came to perform, and then, you know, to think about what we did on Thursday after running 2 days earlier, just spectacular. You know, McKenna and Paige went 1-2, and Serene was 4 at that meet as well. And, you know, we just have some great leadership within the kids. You know, Lily Buckingham, a great leader for us, and Olivia and Serene. And then, you know, Cole Wilson, let's be serious. We made him our senior leader as a junior because he's got seniority in the program, and he's doing a great job there. And he's really helping Dom Devers. Dom's doing a lot of the leadership part now, you know, midway through the season. I try to put in the words how humbled and proud I am that I get to work with these kids and I get to see what they do every day. And you know, win or lose, they go out and they put the heart out there every day. They do it for themselves and for their teammates and for the program and for the school. You know, super proud of them, especially great week this week.
Well, let's go to next week. We're already here. It's here.
Yeah, you know, so we had some schedule changes last minute, which really benefits the kids of the school. We're slated to run on Thursday of homecoming. over Sheraton, and talking with Mr. Montgomery and Mr. Rebarger, we found it best to move from that meet because we want the kids to enjoy homecoming, right? That's part of their high school right. experience. And so we knew we had to race somewhere because if you don't race, you fall out of the rankings.
Right.
And with the number six ranked girls team, it's pretty important to keep that there for
well, you're going to get season. Your districting. Seating.
Right. Right. So that seating is important. So we were able to pick up Pine Knolls up in Knoxville on Tuesday. So we'll see the likes of Valley's coming down. And, I love seeing the names on the list of teams, some of these meets we get to go to because we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
You know, because we called up there and the AD was like, yeah, come on up. Bring your high school, bring your JV, bring your junior high. Let's have to make a day of it. So, you know, and that'll be our fifth really hilly course, and that just builds the strength and the confidence as to what we do there. And I think we're going to have a
those are not hills or ravines.
They are.
I mean, it's straight up and down some spots.
You know, Eric Lehart and I were talking. We're going to have to do a better job of our pre-race warm-up because going up and down the hills like we've had to this season has taken its toll on the hamstrings a little bit. But, yeah, we're super excited about that and the opportunity there. And, you know, a close meet, and it's with a conference foe. You know, the coaches up there do a great job of both putting on the meet but coaching their teams as well. Getting to see Rankin run from Knoxville. Yeah. You know, he's a spectacular runner, and so yeah, that's what we've got this week. And then you know we're gonna have some AM practice options if the kids want to do the after school activities. We'll go in the afternoon if they want to do that, and you know it's gonna be a really fun week to race, but it's gonna be a fun week for the school and the atmosphere that homecoming brings to our community.
Absolutely, cannot wait, Coach. A great week. It was just fun watching that unfold and. I don't know if people understand how big it is just to be invited to go compete. And then you go up there and you say, hey, we didn't show up to watch you run.
Yeah, we were 4 points out of fourth on the girls' side and only 13 out of third. So we were there to do what those ladies do. And yeah, it's amazing. You know, we were the top 2A team there.
Yeah.
Because we were the only 2A team that got the invite to go run.
Exactly.
So that's pretty spectacular, and it says a lot about what these kids do for the
program.
Usually
the only parties I get invited to that you know that are with the elite is because they need somebody to make them look good. Right?
Hey, I just got a text in, fellas. It said the less you can hear Jason, the better he sounds. What's that mean?
Well, we've really learned he's the sail that runs the ship, I'll tell you that, though. Even with the hoarse voice, he's helped us out a lot last night and today. And something I want to touch back on, you gave us a lot of information there, but you had a couple kids knock 2 minutes off their time from last year. That's huge in any kind of running competition.
Yeah.
That kind of improvement, that's got to give them a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you know, and the reason why they dropped that time is because of their confidence. So, you know, it's just a circular event that takes place there. And because they have each other, I think that's really the key is they have each other. You know, it's not about Coach Beal or Buckingham or Atwood or I or Coach Bassett. It's about having each other. And because they have each other and they want to be their best for each other, they all become better together. And that's pretty spectacular, Shane.
That's awesome.
All right, Coach. Hey, congratulations, and go enjoy a homecoming week. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
Yep, go Big Blue.
Now, Jackson, when he was talking about having less hair on his head and on his face, trust me, it's coming, but the hair on your face oftentimes comes out of your nose. Just give me a little heads up.
In ears.
It finds a way to find spots to grow in that shouldn't grow. Just trust me on that one. Stay young. All right, quick timeout. We're coming back, and we're going to talk some volleyball.
But you don't want to go in to the Haunted Cornfield at Dandy Farms in Knoxville. October 18th and 19th, October 25th and 26th, when the sun goes down until 11 p.m. Buy your tickets now at dandyfarms.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Ottumwa's Bacon Fest is Bacon Town at Bridgeview Center November 9th. Come feast on items prepared by area chefs from savory to sweet when the Expo Hall is converted into Bacon Town. Admission is free, and most bacon items are just a buck. Free kids' games and carnival rides. Stage entertainment from the Mondo Dukes. No other town in America makes more bacon than Ottumwa, and we celebrate with Bacon Town. We'll see you Saturday, November 9th, Bridgeview Center, Ottumwa, 11 to 5.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Streaming our signal around the world at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to your Coach's Corner presented by Community First.
Where are we at, Jackson?
We're here at Hardee's.
And who are we with?
With the volleyball girls here.
All right.
On this Saturday morning.
Jackson has been given the keys to the car. It's time to drive, Jackson.
I know. And Jason, poor Jason over there last night, we get in the car with Jason on the way there, and I'm like, Shane, I see Jason, but I can't hear him.
I could not believe.
That is the first time you've ever said that.
It is.
It probably is. But Shane, we're here with the volleyball girls here. And Shane, when we look at the volleyball girls' schedule, it is tough. And the amount of games that they play every Saturday and during the week is just, it's insane. And Shane fled into a 15-5 start.
Wow, that is a great start of the season. And you're talking about how tough a season they've already had. It's about to get a little tougher because I'm excited for this matchup coming up with number 2-ranked Eddyville, I believe.
Number 2-ranked Eddyville on Tuesday. You can catch that one on EBF.TV. And we're here with Abby George, Chloe, and Lily DeMoss. And girls, kind of give us a breakdown of last week's win over Sheraton.
Yeah, so our first set we played, we actually beat them 25-9. We haven't done that this whole season yet. And that really got us going. We knew then, right then and there, we were going to sweep them. And I don't know, that gave us a lot of confidence. We had 100% serving in that set.
Whoa.
Never have had that this entire season, actually. We've really have been struggling with our serving, in fact, because then the second set came around, and we had a 73% serving that game. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the atmosphere was also incredible. All the girls were extremely hyped up and excited. Just the crowd was going insane as well. And I had a great time playing. I know everybody tried their best, and I can't wait to keep going this season.
Yes, that is our fault because we should have just had them on for you, and that we'd end up pushing them. So the girls are doing great.
I think that we just had a good experience with the with our confidence and everything going into that game, and we just played really well all round as a team. And our hitting has gone better throughout the season, and our defense has gotten a lot better too. And I think we just communicated really well and just played really well all round.
I love watching volleyball because as the season goes on, you girls have played together a lot. It's just kind of like a dance out there. You guys learn to read each other, and you know where somebody's going to hit it, and one person hits it, and then you're going to just feed off that. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we're just going to push those mics and leave them on. Here we go.
Don't feel bad. Okay. We got there all the time.
It happens all the time. It's so tricky.
It's okay. Yeah, so that's basically how volleyball is. When you have hitters, you have to read the setter first. You have to read the pass, see where it's going in the setter, and then it's really tricky actually sometimes to read that setter to see, well, is she going to push it all the way out? Is she going to hit that middle? Or is she going to back set it and give it to the right side? But I think we did really, really well with that against Sheraton, reading those hitters, reading those shoulders, and then that just allows our team to also be able to read, our libero's going to get that ball, or our outside's going to get that ball, and then I don't know, as a setter, that really helps me read to know which hitter I can set, especially.
Can I ask you, Abby, because are they designed? Shane's talked about you guys get a rhythm, right? It's a dance. But from an outside looking in, I did not realize you have design plays. You're designing some of this. You're setting these plays up. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So we actually have plays we play out all the time in practice. We do special things like phantom hits when one person goes up to hit the ball, but the other one, like, they fake it, and then the person behind them hits it. And it's really cool once you get a good connection with your setter and your hitter, because I feel like once you form a bond and you just know, you know, okay, she's going to push it or she's going to back set, like, and you know if you're going to get that set or not, or if you're running a phantom, it's really cool. And it'll look like a dance, like you said, out on the court.
Well, I think if you don't know the phantom's coming, I mean, if you're not into it, all of you on the same page, in some, you think it's a phantom hit, and you don't have the, you know, it can look really, the dance can look really rough. I'm talking to you. How about,
see, you guys make statements, not quite.
I know, and it's so struggling. So you got to be on the same page.
Yeah, we do. We've worked a lot on it this past week, and it's been a journey with it, and I think we're just trying to nail it, especially for this upcoming week. We need to get our hits down and hit them hard all the time.
Well, as a libero and as a setter, you know, having long, athletic ladies to get the setup for, man, it really has to make it fun, because you know the thunder's about to come.
Yeah.
I know when Lily gets that perfect, like, three pass, as we call it.
Yep.
Three passes, like, when I could set anyone. I know when she gets it, we're putting that ball down. Whether the other team wants the ball to be put down, it's getting put down. So.
Well, then they do all that work, Abby, and then you get to do your stuff.
Yeah, as Jan says, get a nasty, as she calls them, when you put the ball down. And I love to make Jan proud. She's been a great part of our community, and you know, I love getting a good hit, especially off of Chloe, when, you know, maybe the set just wasn't on and she nails it. She gets a perfect set up out of nowhere. You know, putting it down just feels amazing. So,
Is it getting down that you like, or is it the brownie that you're going to receive before getting down?
Why not both?
Yeah.
Sweet victory.
You guys talk a lot about, you know, that connection you guys have, and a lot of that has to do with the chemistry you guys all have together. You guys have played together for a really long time. You know, what kinds of things do you guys do off the volleyball court as a team?
So we've had a lot of team bonding this year. A couple weeks ago on Thursday, we actually went to Georgetown and we baked some brownies for the football team.
Yeah.
And we brought them in here for their like Thursday night meal or whatever. We actually have another team bonding coming up. We've been just doing a lot of team bonding. And yeah, so we've done an activity. We've actually done multiple that involve self-confidence and just connecting with ourselves and others. We did one where everybody had to say a compliment about a nice person. They also had to say a person on the team, and they also had to say something nice about themselves. We did this exercise out of nowhere where we took our shoes off and went outside. It's called grounded. We walked around the grass. That was actually, it's bizarre, but it actually worked. Like, we had a ton of
weird,
fun
but
with
it
that.
Works.
We did the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, we tried one time, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, but when I saw Shane's feet, I certainly got
on,
grounded.
On,
yeah,
man,
it was done. Don't wear sandals, Shane.
Yep.
I'm so, yeah, let's get to EBF. All right, big week, homecoming, and a big game. Break down EBF.
So they really just have two good main players, and they have good other people too, but we have to, like, keep the Schaefers, like, under their average, and we just have to get a big block up and be able to put the ball down and swing hard in their back row.
Yeah, so we have actually a new rotation for EBF.
Is this like hidden secrets?
No, we ran it against Sheraton. Dang. To make sure it worked.
Oh, we were hoping we were getting secrets. Jeez.
No. Yeah, so we have Avery Halstead and Claire Powers in, and I think Abby will be in actually in that rotation as well. That is like three people at the height of 6 foot or higher.
Yeah.
So,
talk about height. I mean, that's some height.
Yeah.
On the front line, too.
And so that's what we're going to try to do to get Molly Schaefer not to pound the ball on the 10-foot line. And I think that will really change the aspect of the game.
Yeah, I think we have at least maybe five people that are 6 foot, including myself.
Yeah.
It definitely is an advantage. Getting up and getting our blocks on is probably going to be our best bet. Because like Chloe said, a lot of people can hit the ball at 10 foot, and it's pretty hard to pass up for Lily. So
yeah, Lily, you're going to, you know, even if they get a partial block, see, getting a partial block takes some of that, but it really requires, man, they're good. But I really like the opportunity for us to go out and do something that hasn't been done for a while, ladies. Mm-hmm. Let's put a number up on that banner.
Yeah, that's our go-to this year, actually, is to win conference. And the biggest team that we have now is EBF because we lost to Knoxville, but EBF beat Knoxville,
right.
So we got to get
right
EBF.
There. It's right there.
Missy's telling us to keep our confidence up is we have the biggest, like, all around, everyone can hit the ball. We have the best team in our conference right now with everyone in it. So we have the confidence right now that we can go in and we can beat EBF. So what we've got to do.
Well, very good. All right, ladies, thanks so much for joining us. Did you go up and watch the kick that went through against Notre Dame? Were you guys at that game? Lily,
oh,
were you the lucky charm?
No, I was not the lucky charm.
Yeah. Were you at that game?
Which one was it?
Northern Illinois. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I thought you guys were there, and I thought, boy, talking about have your heart ripped out. All right, hey, congratulations, girls. You're playing great. You look it's wonderful, and big matchup this week. So go enjoy homecoming.
Good luck this week.
All right, guys, you ready to dance into our next segment? Jackson, you ready?
Sure, yeah. I sure am, man. I can't wait to talk to the all victorious right. Howie Blue Demon football team.
And they probably don't smell as good as these girls do, and you know, and they, but we're going to find out how these Roughnecks did last night. And boy, Grant Powers, he should have had 2 touchdowns. A lineman's absolute dream.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about it. He's here this morning.
All right, Coach Huber and the boys are in the house. We'll take a time out, come right back. Your Coach's Corner will continue.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices, and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. We're thrilled to announce the recipients of Operation Roundup's 2024 second quarter funds. Appanese County Lord's Cupboard received a $1,500 grant. Circle of Freedom received $4,394 to support the purchase and construction of a storage shed, including the preparation of the land and foundation. Monroe County Fair Board received $3,173 towards purchasing new energy-efficient air conditioning units for the exhibit hall building. To learn more, visit cvrec.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Oh my gosh. They could just see these guys dance.
They must be happy about something.
I don't know, man. There was a little end zone dancing early on. First 10 minutes of the ball game was all Albie and Coach Huber. Before we talk to the guys, man. Gutty win for you guys. This offense, we said last night, is on the verge of taking a step from being good to what I believe is going to be great. And you're on the verge. But to go on the road, long old bus drive, and to pull off a victory over a ranked team, good stuff for the football program.
Absolutely. You know the guys did a great job.
We got to turn your mic on. This It is green light go. There we go. Yep, there we are. We have gremlins in our mics.
Yeah. Well, you know, the boys were really focused up yesterday. I was really pleased on the bus ride down, how they acted and behaved, and just focused when we got there and throughout the week. So good job to those guys. They really focused in this week and got the job done.
The importance of that ball game.
I think it's huge. It sets the tone for this week going into homecoming with another big game against another rival team. So, going into homecoming, there's a lot of distraction stuff in the week, but getting a win and going into homecoming, that's huge for us just to build the confidence and get us on the next step of our journey.
Coach, we're going to talk to some of the offensive line here in a little bit, but really impressed with the way they played last night, especially early on in that game.
Yeah, in the offensive line, we've had to move some guys around because of injuries and stuff, and those guys have just excelled and done some great things this week. And, they just keep getting better and better each week, and just super proud of how far they've come this year.
Coach, you talked about it's a homecoming week. As a coach, do you do anything different with the kids? Or I know it's not the coach's favorite week. You want them to have fun, but do you just change it up a little bit?
No, we'll keep stuff pretty much the same this week. There'll be a few things we gotta fix up, but nothing major. It's just another week for us. We're going to stay focused like that we have the last couple weeks. The guys have done a really good job of staying focused, and we're going to have fun. It is homecoming. We want to enjoy that, but, just getting the kids out there, getting practiced up, and getting ready to go for the next game.
Coach, I want to ask you about that opening kickoff. Was that something that you guys had planned to start the game? Well, that was just something that we didn't really see coming right away.
Well, we wanted the win in the second quarter just because of our offense, and we knew Ralphie could get a good kick on it. We got them sprinters down there for a reason. So those guys get fast. They got on it, and it just happened to work out right.
The kid's got a big leg, right?
Yeah.
Got a big leg, but it appeared in the kickoffs, and it may not have been intentional, but however I felt it was, because it would have been a really good coaching decision, is to put the return team in chaos. You do that by creating space with a high kick that's going to drop.
Yep.
Then you have to have the cognitive ability as a as a defender to get down there and get on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Coach Lusk has done a great job working with our special teams this year. And Ralphie's got a great leg on him. We call him Orange Tee. He's the only guy I know that's wanted to use an Orange Tee since we cracked those out. But, he's got a great leg. He got underneath it. And with that speed, we were trying to get on it the rest of the night.
What's his range for field goals?
Because we're going to work on that.
We were looking at those scenarios last night thinking, where's his range?
I think about 30, but I think we can get a little bit more. So we're
from the 30
on.
Or?
Yeah, from the 30.
So 40-yard field goal.
I think so. But yeah. We're going to see.
Well, I don't mind chasing balls on B Avenue. And
I know.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about the offense, but boy, that defense played great. Yeah, because 62 yards of passing is all.
Well, what's really difficult about this offense is that you want to be aggressive, but you have to be assignment alignment when you have to do your job. And one of the most difficult things to do as a defender is not chase a ball or chase a space because you think it's coming your way. I was impressed that particularly early on, you guys were really addressed staying in your lane, staying disciplined to your role as a wherever it is on the defense.
Right, and Coach O and his defensive staff did a great job with the guys this week talking about lineman assignment football, and that's what you need. They had to be disciplined. Our guys really disciplined, understood that. We had a great scout team effort this week of giving those guys a look, and they were disciplined, and that's what, takes them. That's a hard team to defend when it's an option like that, and our guys did a great
coaching
job.
Coach, one of the things that you see from a coaching standpoint when you start to see a confident defense is how they finish tackles.
Right. They did finish, and everyone was gang tackling and driving our feet clear through, and there's guys flying the ball everywhere last night. It was a great night to watch defense.
Well, boys, we're going to talk to the boys here in a second. Coach, you got to be really proud about the way your team went on the road. I know you were disappointed the week before, and then to come back and go grab a victory of a team that was it's okay sometimes to let the world think you're the underdog.
Right, and that's it. That's what we want to do. I mean, Central Lee was 4-0 going into that game, and our guys rose to the challenge, and I am super proud of them. They've worked hard the last couple of weeks, or actually the whole season, but really staying focused and stuff, and these guys deserve it. I mean, they've put a lot of time and effort in, and we're just going to keep it rolling.
Well, I want to come back and talk to these guys, and including Grant Powers, who I'm hearing after a timeout. We're going to back and we're going to ask him about his near two touchdowns, a blown whistle, and Ole. We'll talk about the Ole, too, out of the bell ringer here in a second when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
but you don't want to go in. To the Haunted Cornfield at Dandy Farms in Knoxville. October 18th and 19th. October 25th and 26th, when the sun goes down until 11 p.m. Buy your tickets now at dandyfarms.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Ottumwa's Bacon Fest is Bacon Town at Bridgeview Center November 9th. Come feast on items prepared by area chefs from savory to sweet when the Expo Hall is converted into Bacon Town. Admission is free, and most bacon items are just a buck. Free kids' games and carnival rides. Stage entertainment from the Mondo Dukes. No other town in America makes more bacon than Ottumwa, and we celebrate with Bacon Town. We'll see you Saturday, November 9th, Bridgeview Center, Ottumwa, 11 to 5.
Iowa State Cyclone Football on KIIC.
Welcome back here at Coach's Corner. And I lost my voice last night, thanks to these guys. But a little trivia for you. And maybe a conspiracy that's going on here. Who was the last offensive lineman to score a touchdown for Albie? Shane, who do you think that might be?
Well, I know. They just told me, but I'm going to say Jackson Pitts.
Well, you know, I was in the broadcast booth calling the moment the best I could, and I'm realizing maybe we're witnessing a conspiracy that maybe Jackson Pitts wanted to keep that to himself because Grant Powers was running wide open. There was nothing that could stop him except for the Georgetown bell ringer. And, you know, the one time this season, he doesn't even make contact with the guy. So we got to go right to you, Cooper, because you were the only thing standing in the way of Grant Power scoring a touchdown last night.
Yeah, I don't know. Really. I don't really know what I was thinking there. I just thought Grant was moving kind of slow there at the end, so I didn't want him to get hawked down.
Oh no, Grant! I don't want to. I don't want to stir the pot any at all. That's not my task here. You know how I am. But I'm a pizza maker. But do you think he was just jealous because he didn't want you to score the touchdown?
I think so. I think he was about to realize that I was going to have more touchdowns than him.
Oh my
and
God!
He says I was moving slow, but I was just taking it all in. I had 30 yards to the next guy.
So I think we found the culprit is actually Jackson Pitts, who paid off the bell ringer. So
yeah, they have those green dots now. I just told Cooper, go low.
Then in the second half, I did not see the play. All I know is I see number 70 taking off of the football. The officials didn't know you had the football.
No, they did not.
That was the easy six.
I wish, yeah. I got called back twice.
Yeah. I mean, a lineman's dream. Run us through that, the first one. I want to jump in your head. Is that ball, did you do like the curly shuffle? Like,
the ball really just appeared in my hand, and I started sprinting. I don't know. I don't really know what happened. I felt like I hurdled the guy. The guy said I just spread my legs open, and they went through it. But I felt like I hurdled him and took off. I don't really know how the ball ended up there.
You know, I go back to the week before. Cooper, I'm going to come to you, and, you know, your guys are driving down the field, and you fumble the ball, they take it back for a touchdown, and how that just changed a lot of momentum. And then last night, having that play take place, it just shows you how a turnover can really change the complexion of a whole football game.
Yeah, it's a big momentum changer, especially when we're on that side of the turnover. I mean, gives our offense a good position and gives them momentum for to score.
Well, Mr. Pickrell, I'm going to ask you a question because, you know, as a corner, you've got to cover a lot of dudes. You're doing a lot of running. But last night with this offense, you guys had to come up and really, you couldn't get out of a disciplined assignment because they could blow right by you, but you had to be really involved in the run game.
Yeah. Odafer talked about it all week, just to stay disciplined, and then if something comes your way, go make a tackle. But make sure your first thing is look at your guy.
The guy next to you, Nathan Ballard, man, particularly there in that last series, Nathan, you were all over that backfield. And when they went into a pass mode and there was no option, buddy, you just started licking your lips. Here it comes.
You know, I saw him and I was just like, yeah, I got to make the tackle, and that's what happened.
Your eyes just go wide open when you see that quarterback in the backfield, and I think it happened two or three times for Nate last night. And we're going to go over to Rowan Archer here.
Oh yeah, man, Rowan, you took a hit, dude.
He did. Yes, we were worried about you up there in the press box last night.
I was hoping that wind that was knocked out of you was going to catch sail up to me, because man, I had nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. I couldn't breathe for about 30 seconds, but it wasn't that bad after I caught my breath. But
yeah, that's right. Last night we saw a little bit of a different part of you in the offense last night. We've seen a lot of you early on in the season come in motion and then kind of be that lead blocker. Last night they got you more involved in the offense with that little pitch pass right to you. You talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that jet play, we haven't done a ton, but usually when we do it, it works. Like on that play I had, all I had to do is get to the edge. If I broke one tackle there, I would have probably gained 15 yards.
And it's something new that Coach Carl has probably just integrated into this offense.
You know, the thing with it, and he has to do that discipline with that every time, and you have to really be in the position every time, because it's really setting up something completely else. And it creates a scenario where if they have a deep safety, that safety's got to decide, how am I going to roll in this, and the linebackers have to move. You just get them off a fraction of an inch, and then it opens up for you.
Yeah, because we motion like that, going to like doubles to trips. So that jet is the same motion, so they're not ready for it half the time.
It really forces them to have to adjust, and they don't know what's happening. Good call by good call by you too, recognizing that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them probably once every drive this season. You've come in motion like that, and either been the lead blocker for Luke or Spencer on run plays. So you know, there's a lot of different dimensions that they can run that out of.
Spencer, you're Madison back there. You really got to be happy with the way this offensive line is blocking for you guys. You're getting some seams, you know, but you guys can really wear a team down. And I think you're starting to get this offense is starting to get this close from being not good but great.
100% agree. We're really edging that, being really great. Mark, we get to the red zone a lot. There's a couple times we seem to finish a little better. Our line is doing a really good job protecting the quarterback. A lot of times with pass plays, I'm back there doing pass blocking. I don't even really need to pick anybody up because of how much time we got back there. But yeah, I say we're next game is where we're going to have that breakout offensive game.
You guys like to – I think you like to punish people when you run. You know, some guys run with finesse. And you have a little finesse, but what is it? You're like picking up this attitude. You're gonna run somebody over.
Yeah, I'm not much of a finesher. I just try to run somebody over, to be honest with you. So I think that's just a more fun way to play football.
Just like that swing pass last night late in the game that you had three wide receivers, and he just ran straight towards them, and three wide receivers on his back just pushing him forward for that first down.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. I don't know who was it, Pickerel that came over there and gave him the snow.
It was Eli Hilton and Drake Kerwin.
I could have done that one, to be honest.
And Simon Pettit, he was all over the place last night with four tackles, and it just seemed like he was in on a lot of them all last night, and a great job by you last night, buddy, all over the place, right on the ball.
Thank you. It really just comes down to how unathletic the O-line is in front of us. When you put an athletic, undersized D-line in front of them, they don't know what to do.
That is a real advantage. You know, oftentimes, you know, you're a step ahead of them. You know, it doesn't matter how big you are, if I'm already behind you before you even know the ball's been moved, right?
Exactly. Our pass rush package is just undefeated. You got Spencer Madison at D-tackle. That's unheard of.
Yeah. But with that, though, last night you had to be careful about not getting too deep, because the moment you do, it's zip-de-doo, they're off the other way.
Yeah, that's something we've worked on in practice all the time, because we used to struggle with that a lot.
Win the first step, but don't get so deep that you're past the play.
Exactly.
And they had Central had a really big and strong running back, and I thought they really contained him really well last night, because they played their 111s, and everybody was right where they needed to be.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Demon train is unstoppable.
Oh, baby.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, Grant, you're going to be how did you sleep last night? Did you have this constant loop of Cooper flying in front of you and yellow flags coming in?
I definitely could not get it out of my head.
You know, Jason was talking fine until that first fumble you picked up, and, you know, we were all linemen, so that was our dream. You know, that's the only way we're going to get the ball is on a fumble or something like that.
Yeah, I was screaming my head off too, but it was more at Cooper.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Cooper, I knew who it was because there was a ball nearby, and so yep. We don't even have to guess. I mean, you are having fun out here this year, aren't you, brother?
Yeah, last night was a little disappointing. went out at halftime, messed my ankle up a little bit, but going to get healed up and ready for next week.
So how you feeling?
It's a little sore, but just take her easy, ice it up this weekend, relax, and be ready to go next Monday.
Well, guys, I was worried that he probably was was not human because I didn't know he ever felt pain because the way he brings it, there you can't he just lays his body out.
That's right, and credit to Fletcher Mick who stepped in there and took the place of Cooper last night. He played really well there in the second half.
Yeah, Fletcher's playing really well for a young guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Kinnick Purdy stepped in there, did a good job last night, too. Yeah. He hasn't had much varsity experience, so yeah, he stepped in and did a great job.
I think about, just lots of guys. Drake Irwin and Hilton, they just, Grant, they're really having good years, too.
Yeah, it's good for those young guys to get good offense, defense, and just be ready for next year.
All right, Madison, this team next week, homecoming, everybody wants to play spoiler. You guys, how many times we went down to Davis County and played Davis County, and they like to be spoilers. Not going to happen this week.
Absolutely not going to happen. We're going to have a great week of practice. We're going to have an amazing homecoming game. It's going to happen.
All right. So they're not coming to take our girlfriends for homecoming. That's what, all right? Okay. All right, boys. Hey, great win for you guys last night. Really a big confidence win for the Blue Demons.
Thank you.
And a lot of fun.
Roll Demon, baby!
I guess that's all we need. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we'll wrap things up here from the Coach's Corner.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Well, guys, the fastest hour on all radio, and hard to believe.
Yep. Seems like we just started yesterday morning here, and here we are again.
Homecoming is going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson, are you ready for the ball game tonight?
I sure am. Cyclones looking to go 4-0 for the first time since 2000, so I'm super excited.
Well, Shane and I, we're Hawkeye homers, but we both are rooting. You have to right now, Shane.
We
if you're
the Cyclones
a
Cyclone. Go undefeated, so it makes us look better.
That's right, and we need the Hawkeyes to keep winning too, so that win looks better.
A lot
so.
Of love in this day for each other.
That's right.
On the road though, Houston, no chump.
No challenge, and they kind of had a bad week last week at Cincinnati, but man, you can't ever take in what they did last week this week, and it's their first Big 12 home game this season.
All right, next Friday, guys, big Friday night, I'll be at the chance to stay in the district title race.
And what a great opponent to have for homecoming. Yep. Big old South Central Conference rival, Davis County.
All right. You can listen to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday. The only